This is Dan from Karate Cafe. You are listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix, where he punches your brain face with his mind fists.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Millions of people use public transportation on a daily basis to get to and from work or just around the city. As a result, I receive a fair number of questions about safety and personal protection in these areas. Despite the concern, most of the public transportation systems are relatively safe. Most of the crimes are snatch and runs or thefts from vehicles and parking lots. Violent crimes, including homicide, do happen, but they're pretty rare. Here in Los Angeles, there has been one homicide on the Metro subway system since it opened up in 1993. In total, the rate of violent crime, called Part 1 crime, is 2.77 for every 1 million boardings. In Boston, the rate is 2.63. And, you know, in some cities, it's quite a bit higher. Washington, D.C., for example, has a rate of 6.68, and Dallas is up at 11.03. Now, again, the most common type of crime is thugs snatching easily available items and running for the nearest exit. They usually go for cell phones, mobile technologies, and jewelry. They grab the item right out of the victim's hand or off the body, in the case of jewelry, and they just head for open space outside the terminal. So how do you better protect yourself from this type of crime? Awareness and avoidance. Ah, my two favorite words. Put your items away before you head towards the exit. Now, this is kind of contradictory because a lot of people start taking their items out as they head towards the exit. You want to make your items less available as you head towards the high-risk area. In this case, the high-risk zone is the exit. Use inside pockets on your body, stash the items in bags, purses, or briefcases, and then button them up before you wade into the crush of bodies at the exit. Now also, consider that a clear exit might even pose more of a problem because it gives the criminal a chance to get a running start and snatch your item while he already has a head of steam. So keep your head about you and keep your goodies out of sight and out of reach. That will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's currently available in Amazon Kindle and Barnes & Noble Nook editions. iTunes Bookstore and Dead Tree print versions are coming out soon. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
Before every show, we practice. Gotta be prepared.
Exactly. And the American Red Cross wants us to be prepared too. Prepared for disaster. This world. Just take 3 steps to be Red Cross ready. Create a disaster supplies kit with water, food, and a first aid kit. Make a family communication plan and listen to local radio and TV reports to stay informed.
It's that simple. To learn more, visit redcross.org or contact your local Red Cross chapter today. Thank you so much.